Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for checking out our podcast. Indulge me. My name is Felicia. I'm from Houston, Texas. On this podcast, I will be talking about being a mother, relationships, teaching, my favorite shows, and of course, all things Beyonce and so much more.
Hey, y'all. I'm Sharnay, a mother of three from the small town of Grosseteste, Louisiana. And on this podcast, I'll be talking about life with a son of special needs, marriage, and whatever else I feel is an important topic that I have experienced and can relate on. I hope you enjoy.
Hi, y'all. It's your girl, Ilya, hailing from the capital city of Louisiana. I'm coming at you with all things wonderful, whimsical, and worldly. I know you want to hear about it. Hell yeah.
And this is Jermaine Watson. I'll be rounding out our motley crew by coming with a verbal rundown of facts, news, politics, all things television and movies, and the occasional debauchery. My job is to always ask if we are helping to make your life better. Through our varied interests, we hope to entertain, enlighten, educate, and motivate you. Welcome to Indulge Me.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, Jermaine Watson. On our inaugural episode, Fifi and I, we're going to be talking about a couple shows that we really, 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 really like. First up is How to Get Away with Murder. It's my favorite TV show. Then we're going to be talking about This Is Us, followed by A Million Little Things. Hope you enjoy it.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much.
Oh, Lord. So, am I going to go first or are you going to go first? Hold up. Do the intro like, hey guys, tonight on Indulge Me, we're discussing blah, blah, blah.
Well, guess what? You know, we could always add that, like.
Oh, we can?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I thought you had to do it like all at once.
No, Because like okay. what you and I did, what was that, yesterday, day before, whenever mm-hmm. it was? That. Our intro, this, all of that, and mm-hmm. like when all four of us actually get together, mm-hmm. all of that could be just one episode.
But I thought you said people wouldn't listen to it because it's so long. It would be too long.
Okay, so you want me to put it out?
No. What?
Okay, so look. We'll save it.
Okay. No, okay, take that back. Okay, yeah, let's add it to the episode.
Okay. We'll put it on the end.
Okay.
All right, you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll ask you the questions first because I know I talk too much and yeah. Okay, I'll ask you questions first, okay? Okay, so growing up, what was your dream job?
Growing up, my dream job. Well, okay. It depends how old I was. When I was like 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, I actually thought that I would be a model.
Okay.
A male model. Like, I really did. But as I got older, I realized that I really wanted to be a teacher.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But what made you realize that?
Well, my uncle was a teacher, my great aunt was a teacher, my aunt was a teacher, my mom thought about being a teacher. It was just like in my family, the first black person to be a teacher in the entire parish that I lived in was my aunt. Right.
Okay.
And so, like, and then my great aunt. And then my aunt, she was the first black person to go to integrate, you know, the high school in my parish. And then my mom, it was just like all of this stuff, like it all dealt with education. And it was just like, that's what I need to do.
Right.
And I kind of like internalized it.
Right. Okay. Well, okay. I want to ask you some follow-up questions. I think I remember you telling me about like your auntie being the first, like black, your great auntie being the first teacher and stuff out there, a black teacher. Okay. So now this is going back to the modeling. So what stopped you from going for your dream job of being like a model?
I think I got older and I realized how expensive it was and the reality of the situation. Like back then, like male models, that wasn't like, you're not gonna make money. Nah. But you know, and I found out about Tyson Beckford while I was in college and I was like, fuck, I should have been on.
Yeah. You could still do it though.
Nah, I'm too fat now.
I was going to curse you out, but I said I won't do it anymore. No, I mean, you just got to work out. You just got to go back to the gym and exert some energy, and you can do it.
Okay, nobody want to see a 40-year-old model.
You stupid. You said they don't want to see what?
A 40-year-old model.
Okay, I guess you didn't see about, like, that guy on Instagram. Okay, that's a different story. Never mind. All right, so what is the best / worst job you ever had, but you could only talk about either the best or the worst, not both?
The best job I ever had was when I worked at LSU. I was over the African American Cultural Center. I dealt with like buku students,
right.
And like I learned a lot myself about the African diaspora, just different things about our own culture that right. I never would have thought about.
Right. You know what? And I think I remember you telling me you worked at LSU. Like, I kind of feel like you have so much to offer, especially like at our school. And like people are just, I don't know. I feel like people should use you. You know what I'm saying? Like for your talents and for like your knowledge, like in education and like you worked at LSU. Like, you didn't just, well, I don't want to say you didn't just work at Southern, but you, like, you worked at LSU, like, people, okay, I didn't realize, like, that LSU was such a big college, maybe because I'm from Texas, but, like, for the fact that you worked at LSU and was over, like, a big program like that, like, that's something, like, that's really great, you know, something to be proud of. Okay, so you kind of told me how you got into the field of teaching. Well, no. Okay, yeah, you kind of answered that. So where do you see yourself career-wise in the next 5 years?
I actually honestly don't know. I don't.
Okay, so do you see yourself at least teaching for the next... Well, you know what? Oh, I know what you're going to do. You're going to be on somebody's city council, school board or something, but not that because you told me they don't make a whole lot of money. You're going to do something else, like something greater. I'm serious.
Okay.
I think you could really do it. Okay, let's go back to the teaching. You said you got into teaching because like all your family was teaching and you just thought, you know, this is going to be the job for me. So when you first got into teaching, like, how did you feel about it?
Okay. So right out of college, I did not teach. It was like maybe 10, almost 15 years before I started teaching. When I started teaching, education changed. When I was in high school, teachers lectured. You took
right.
notes. You were in the book. You know, you were answering questions that they gave. You would find the answers in the book. And I don't know, like either at the end of the day or the end of the week, you would tell them what your answers were and the test would come up. And that was it.
Right, right.
Now teaching is like completely different. Completely, completely, completely. And so I remember feeling drained a lot. I felt unprepared. I felt worthless. I felt like shit all the time.
Right. Okay. So, Okay, I thought you were going to keep going. Okay, so what do you, okay, now this don't really have anything to do with, like, the interview. What kind of, do you think, what do you think you can do to kind of help change the direction that education is going in, especially, like, in middle schools and, like, here in Louisiana?
Okay, so, especially in Louisiana, like, the issue is not, how do I say this? The issue, you have several things going on. First, the legislature is not giving enough money to education. It's only $10,000. And the $10,000 that they give, that's the same $10,000 that they gave when public education first started. So $10,000, I don't know, 70, 80 years ago, is probably, I don't know, $80,000, $90,000 today per student. So that's one issue. Plus,
right,
locally, we're not putting into, like, for instance, so you came from Texas, right? Mm-hmm. So part of the reason why Texas is so dynamic when it comes to education is because people realize the importance of education. So they pay taxes for education. We mm-hmm. pay next to shit for education here in Louisiana. And that's part of the reason why the legislature has to do what they do. So
right.
We have to, in Louisiana, we have to get over this reluctance towards paying taxes.
Right.
And a lot of that is because you got all these black kids in schools and, you know, white folks don't want to pay. That's the issue.
Right, right. Which is why they're sending their kids to private, well, yeah. Well,
they're sending their kids to private school because, you know, they don't want them to go to school with the black kids. But at the same time, once they're there, they actually do have a valid point. It's like, why am I paying taxes if my kids are going to private school? It doesn't make sense. And that's true. But, you know, the other reality is $10,000 today is not the same. It's not worth the same that it was back then.
Okay, so then, okay, if it's $10,000 per child in schools, how much... Because I saw something a couple years ago where it's like in California, I think it's like $9,000 they get per child, but like for prisoners, they get almost like $20,000 per prisoner that they have in prisons. Like, yeah. what is that here in Louisiana?
You know, I don't know. Well, in the 90s when I worked in the legislature, it was like $20,000
here in Louisiana.
Back in the 90s, I'm certain that amount has changed.
That's crazy because it's like why they need that much motherfucking money? That don't make no damn sense. It's like, shit. Anyway, that's a different, we need to go ahead and have do that another day, that topic. But okay, let me ask you my other question. So if you could do anything else for a career, what would you do and why?
Wow, I hadn't thought about it. I would probably like own some company because I think, I don't know, I'm a little old. I'm kind of set in my ways. I would mm-hmm. want, you know, to run a company because I just think, I don't know. No.
Okay, so what type of company though?
Probably something dealing with technology. So like some app.
I knew you were going to say that. You said somewhat.
Some app.
Okay. Oh, like the one of those like TV shows where they have one of those technology companies and their snack room is awesome.
Well, look, so Tumblr is about this is me about to get like real raunchy. So Tumblr is about to get rid of all the explicit shit. And so people need to get, you know, the X-rated videos from someplace. Mm-hmm. And so,
well,
I could create it, make money from it.
Okay. I've never seen myself getting into that type of career, but I saw something one time about this woman who she wrote children's books, and she wasn't really making a lot of money off of that, and so she actually started like a porn company, and she's like a millionaire.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, I mean, we could, look, Jermaine, yep. We could set it up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Set up the website. You know what? That's. Let me get my life together. Okay. But let me tell you, that is like a $1 billion industry. So look, we could do that. We could start selling hair, get our own hair companies, because that's a $1 billion industry too.
Okay. Madam CJ, what you got?
I mean, I don't know, but we could do something like that. Okay. So here's what I think. So I didn't realize, like, you really into politics and like history and stuff. So maybe you need to run for some type of like you need to be the lead of some type of like city council or something, like the mayor.
I gotta pay my taxes first.
Okay, but we already discussed that. That's gonna be taken care of, because I really think that you have a lot of knowledge. Can you have a whole lot of knowledge, and you have a lot to contribute, and you like you've been in the schools long enough to know what these kids need in education. But not only that, like you can like be a voice. Cause I mean, you be talking all that shit, talking about you old and stuff. You're really not old. Like this is like you're living. Like I always imagine, like when I get to my 40s, I'm like, yes, this is when life starts. Because listen, cause my kids, like when I'm 40, TJ is gonna be 20, I think, or 18, and then Tariq will be shit. How old am I? 28. I mean, look, my kids will be grown enough to take care of themselves. So, and I can leave them home by themselves while I go live my life. Let me stop. Okay. So I one thing that I said I'm going to work on is creating like really good questions, because those are all the questions that I have for you.
Okay. Well, my question for you, first one is, tell us about your formal education in 30 seconds or less.
Sam Houston State University. And that's it.
That is it. Okay. All right.
The reason why, go ahead.
And your major?
Mass communications.
Mass communications, a minor?
English.
Okay. All right. When you went to college, what did you dream of doing professionally?
So I really wanted to be a public relations guru. I was going to move to Los Angeles and have a reality show of my public relations company. And I was going to like be the crisis manager for all type of celebrities.
Ah, you Olivia Pope style.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to do.
Okay. So what led you to teach? And could you tell us, as if you were telling a friend?
What led me to teach? You want me to be honest?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was applying to like all these jobs as soon as I got out of college. And I was like, okay, I went to college, you know, did that. Now I have a baby. And I felt like I was being a little self-righteous, because I felt like, okay, I did what I'm supposed to do. Nobody else in my family went to college. So I kind of was like feeling myself, but I was applying to like all these jobs and I wasn't getting any jobs. And it was like, it made me really depressed. And so it came to a point where I'm like, I need to do something, because I need to make some money. So I started to sub here in Louisiana. And so once I started to sub, I worked at a school where everybody, I'm thinking, oh, look at these teachers, you know, whatever. Nah, everybody was a sub. I'm like, how is this a school and everybody's a sub? The one teacher that they had, she was like, I can't do this. And she left. And so I worked at the district's alternative school. So that's where they sent all the middle school kids who got expelled or had like these long term suspensions. And so anyway, I worked at that school. And everybody who was there, math, science, ELA, and social studies, we were all subs. So some people were still in college. And I think, as a matter of fact, I think myself and somebody else, we were the only ones who even had college degrees. Because in EBR, you can sub without having a degree. But if you're in college, right, you still get paid like a little bit or whatever. Anyway, and so being in that school and like seeing how the kids were made me feel like, okay, you know what, maybe I could do this. And so I got really close with like all of my kids that I taught, and then one of my students was murdered. And I remember like coming to school, and he was over age, so he was maybe 16 in the seventh grade. And so we had been working on trying to get him to the alternative school for the high school, because with this he would be able to like fast track to get caught up and to, you know, be on track for graduation. And he got murdered. He stayed home one day to help his grandmother move, and some guys came in and like killed him and stuff. And it was just like, it really touched me, because I had never really, like, I experienced people dying before, but not anybody ever being killed. And for this to be like a child, that just made me think, like, you know what, maybe I'm just going to go ahead and try to do some type of alternative certification program so I can start teaching. And then I think, like, so this being a sub and seeing that there was a lack of teachers made me want to go ahead and do it like full time and become a teacher. So that's how I got into education.
Okay. And so throughout that whole process from graduating, becoming a teacher, you know, that whole process, mm-hmm. what unanswered questions do you have?
Lord, why couldn't I be born Beyonce? Do I? No, from that whole process, I guess like some... Like, what you mean, questions that I would like have for God or something, or just in general?
In general.
I feel like some questions that I would have is from like graduating from college and like teaching and all that, is why wasn't people who were like supposed to like mentor me or like guide me, like why weren't people honest with me about life? And the reason why I feel like that is because I feel like I always tell myself now, like, these kids need to be learning life skills. They need to be picking up a trade in middle school and high school so that when they go to, you know, when they finish high school, they would have some type of backup other than college, or they'd have like something that they can do while in college so that they can still make money and stuff. Because the reality is, not everybody's going to go to college. College is not for everybody. I feel like everybody has a should have the opportunity to go to college, but if you don't go to college, I think that doesn't mean that you're stupid or any of that.
Hell, even if you go to college, it doesn't mean you're gonna finish.
Right. And so, I mean, I kind of feel like if you picked up a trade, like, or some, you know,
you have something to fall back on.
Right. And so, but I feel like if adults, when I was like getting ready to go to high school, go to college, or even when I was in college, I wish that somebody would have just like been like, Felicia, look, this is how life is going to be. You know, I don't know. I just wish I had somebody to really like truly guide me.
Kind of like give you a glimpse of wisdom.
Yeah, because I feel like, yeah.
Okay. So final question. If your life as a teacher were a picture, what would the picture look like?
My life as a teacher in a picture.
For instance, who would be in it? Would it be black and white, or would it be in color? Would it be dark or bright?
Okay, so my picture would be bright. It would be colorful. And it would be kind of all, it would kind of be abstract. It'd be kind of all over the place. Like, okay, you saw Talia's drawings, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be something like that. Because I feel like in my life as a teacher, I feel like I have like really good days, and I have like those bad days that make me be like, fuck this and them kids. But at the same time, it's like, and I don't want to say nothing like, I feel like, oh, you know, there's joy in teaching and all that, because I haven't felt that moment yet as a teacher yet. People keep talking about it. No. So in this picture, it'll be colorful, because I feel like I still learn something new every day. And I'm, you know, able what? To go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, okay, so it's been years since I've felt that joy. And believe it or not, like, it was like the whole school year. It was like, oh my God, like, my students are learning. Like, and when I say they're learning, they were at like 60% were at proficient or above.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I had a good rapport with them. We were laughing, we were clowning, yada, yada, yada. But that was also the year that I was fired.
So, okay. Okay, so wait, let's talk about that. Where were you fired from?
I was fired from mentorship.
Wait, but is that the year they got rid of all their teachers?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So, nigga, no, you weren't fired. You just, they were going a different route.
Nah, fuck that shit. They fired my ass.
What? No, because is that the year that you worked with Ms. Goodley?
Yeah.
Okay, no, because she was let go that year, too.
Yeah, she was. I mean, okay, yeah. I mean, I know that's what happened. But at the same time, I was fired.
So how did that make you feel, being fired? Because I know how you take your job seriously and stuff.
It was the first time in life I had ever been fired.
Okay.
First time in life. And the way they did it, I was in class teaching, called me to come down, fired my ass, told me to go back upstairs, teach, and they told me, we know that you're a professional. We know that you're not going to do blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I go upstairs to the class. And the kid's like, Mr. Watson, what's wrong? And I can't do shit. I couldn't do anything.
Right.
And they were like, they fired you, didn't they? My kids, you know what they did?
They cried.
They started getting like posters, like from old stuff that they had done in class.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, they started writing, hi, Mr. Watson back. He the best teacher we got.
Right.
And I died laughing from that. Like, that was it. But I was fired like in March.
And wait a minute.
So yeah.
Wait. So then they had to find somebody to replace you in March?
No. They told us that we can continue working until May. Basically, at the time, my brain couldn't accept what was happening.
Okay.
But as I look back, it was like, even though you're getting rid of me, you are giving me time to find another job. Because on top of that, we were still getting paid until August. Right?
Oh, okay.
So it was like, it was good, but it was a lot to accept. And mentorship was a different school
than it
compared
is now.
To all the other schools. Well, no, like, because even then, it had the same score that it has now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same score, but it was just like, compared to Capital, compared to where we're at right now. No, it was a different school, completely different.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, yeah, I've been fired a few times, so. I wouldn't be surprised if I got fired this year. Anyway,
No, you ain't fired. You ain't being fired, not from that school.
I wanted to ask you something else. Okay, I can't think of it. So, look, we're about to go ahead and start all. We're about to come up with like a campaign slogan for you, and determine like when is the best time for you to run. Get all them taxes figured out. I'm serious. Okay. All right. So, well, that was fun.
It was. Until next time.
Okay. Bye.
See you.
Fifi, Charnay, El, yeah, and I hope that you've enjoyed the first episode of Indulge Me. Stay tuned. You'll be able to find us on all your podcasting sources.